Hola mi gente, hey guys, welcome to my channel, The Steel, all things Steelers. Let's get into it. Now, what we're going to talk about today is who is on point and who is on notice. On point, on notice. Let's talk about on point. On point last game, Pat Freiermuth. Now, Pat's been playing well, I think, all season. And in the stats, don't necessarily look at it in the stats because I don't think across the board there were great stats by any receiver. But what I like about Freiermuth and what he's doing is, especially when he's going up the middle, up the seam, and Russ finds him, he's always catching that ball. I remember Freiermuth's first year with Ben. I mean, I don't think he missed a ball. He caught every, like Spider-Man, he caught everything that Ben threw. And I'm liking what he's doing now because we can depend on him. I don't think I recall seeing a game where I'm like, Freiermuth, you should have had that. You know what? Maybe in the Kenny Pickett days. But this year, Freiermuth's been playing well. Let's take a look at what his stats were anyway. So what we're seeing with Freiermuth is 3 receptions for 22 yards and a touchdown. Dependable red target person. I appreciate that too. And I think in regards to the yards, he had 6 targets for 3 receptions. I'm going to be honest with you. I think he needs 10 receptions a day. From quick outs to up the seam. You saw that one-hander earlier this year. You know, he needs to get more time and more wide receiver time. You know, with our main receiver out 14, 1-4, we're going to need him. So I want to give respect to Freiermuth this year, but he brought in that touchdown. He brought in that touchdown last game. So my man is on point. One who's on notice, you guessed it. It was the turning point. Najee Harris. There is a reason why they didn't accept the options for you this year. This is your play year. And I'll be honest, Najee, man. I see you as a north to south downhill runner. Like Henry is with Baltimore. Like Eddie George was back in the day. And what I see with Najee is loves east and west, loves to wait. And man, you ain't Le'Veon Bell, my man. You got a north-south and north-south and truck it. The turning point, and sad to say, like, it was when you took your eyes off the ball and the lateral came to you and you fumbled it. It's 2013, and I think we're close to the 20-yard line. The 20-yard line of Philadelphia looking to score. We are at least going to score 3 points, if not tie the game up. That was the turning point. And when that fumble happened, we never recovered. Yes, we never had Pickens, but we self-imploded. Everything from Washington, driving somebody back all the way to the wall, just doing ridiculous things, penalty after penalty after penalty. We can't hack it, but we can't lose our... take our eye off the ball, literally, with you, Najee. So that brings me to my next point. We talked about on point. Najee, you are on notice. By that, notice is up. We have to start these games off well, with energy. We can't be going 3 and out. This is playoff time. Let's be honest. And every game going forward, coming up for this Saturday, Baltimore for the division winning title, AFC, every game is mandatory to win. So we can't have that, Najee. And we have to start stronger. We have to start with more energy. We have to start scoring. I think the starting running back for the day should be Jalen. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Najee. I like you. And I'm not saying you shouldn't get playing time. I just think our other running back, Jalen, needs to start. We need a boost, right? We need some energy. And we need not to go 3 and out. I'm sorry, Najee. We go three and out too many times to start the game with you. We need something different. So, on point, Freiermuth. On notice, Najee. And because you're on notice, we're going to have to call that notice in. Jalen needs to start this Saturday against Baltimore because we need to win the AFC North quick, fast, and in a hurry. Until next time, all things Steelers.